It's time for the Coach's Corner Show with your host, winner of 6 Section 5 titles, Coach Wayne Carroll. Now, here's Joel Orion and Coach Wayne Carroll.
The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing, offering complete hearing evaluations, hearing loss rehabilitation, education, and counseling. Dr. Susan Darby, caring, professional, trusted. Experience the best in hearing healthcare, located on Route 54 in Bath. Let's bring in the head coach of the Bath Haverling Rams in his 25th season at Haverling, 30th overall. He has 174 career victories. His team is ranked 4th in New York State, Class C. It's head coach Wayne Carroll. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm just tickled to death to be here.
Let's talk about last week's game, your ball club's 4th win of the season, 53-12 victory over the Dansville Mustangs. Your thoughts?
Well, I really knew that Dansville was going to be a tough game because they had 15 seniors who were fighting and scratching, trying to make the sectional. So I knew that was going to be maximum effort over there at Mustang land. But, you know, we got behind, and I was a little disappointed that we didn't come out ready to play. It took us a while to get into the game flow, but after we got control, you know, our offense was clicking after that first drive, getting stuffed on the 4th and 1. But after that, then I think they put the next 6 possessions in.
Let's look at the offense from Friday night. 37 carries, 319 yards, 6 rushing touchdowns in the air, 3 for 4, 49 yards, 1 TD. Impressive in the red zone, 6 for 7, 2-point conversions, 5 for 7. The offense was really clicking on all cylinders, Coach.
Right, you know, and we tried to do something different. You know, we tried to rest our running back, so it gave our offense a pop. We're really not that deep as a football team, but we were able to, you know, rest the Dominic Finch and Ordway, and they just took reps offensively. And when, you know, when our offense got the ball, they were fresh. Sometimes when you play them both ways, the offense just doesn't look the same. So we're trying something different, trying to get ready for the sectionals and trying to win as many football games as we can. The more weapons you have, the more they can't just key on one back. Some high school teams, you know, are very good but have a great back. You know, make sure he doesn't beat you. You know, you can lose a football game. We're very fortunate. We have 4 guys back there that can run, you know, and really, you know, we should be firing everybody because, you know, the more you fire everybody, you know, they're not going to be wore out. They're going to have some juice left in those legs in the 4th quarter.
Let's talk about the defense. You only gave up 2 touchdowns, both of those coming in the first half. You're the 18th stingiest defense in Section 5, giving up 71 points through your first 5 games of the season. That's an average of just over 14 points per game. Other than Tom Erner, their really good running back, who had 88 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, you guys really locked down on that Dansville offense Friday night.
Right. We knew that number 6, Erner, would be tough because he scored 3 touchdowns against Wellsville. But he'd been hurt for the last couple of games, and so we didn't get a great look at him, but we only had him on tape for 1 game. So we knew he was tough, but, you know, 20 was a good back, 34 was a good back. I mean, they all are speed backs. They are all, you know, if you give them a step, they're going to be gone. And, you know, Dansville did a nice job. I mean, their 15 seniors played inspired, you know, and, you know, we knew we were going to get that. We just needed a little bit more maximum effort out of our defense. We weren't running the ball, and all of a sudden we kind of woke up and said, hey, these guys are for real, and they want to get to the sectionals, and we're in their way. So, you know, we had to, you know, we really had to turn it up at halftime there.
It certainly was an emotional night at the Mustang Corral. It was senior night. Dansville only has 25 kids on their team, 15 of them, as you mentioned, seniors. So a senior-laden team, and they were fired up to start the ball game. Let's talk about special teams. It's been an adventure for you and your squad the last couple weeks. Cale Mum had some really good kickoff returns against you 2 weeks ago. Last week, Stefan Ordway was doing a great job of kicking off deep and pinning the Mustangs deep a few times. Dansville did have a couple good returns against you. In the punting game, you guys blocked a couple punts last week. So it's been up and down the last 2 weeks with special teams. Talk to me about the third phase of the game, special teams with your ball club this year.
Well, you know, as a coach, you know, I really feel that special teams is a chance to, you know, play some guys that are not starting on offense, not starting on defense. And I like to give them that responsibility. And if a kid's not getting a lot of game time on offense or defense, we try to get him on a special team. If on the kickoff, we're looking for guys that are fast and can get down there and make tackles. And, sometimes the guys are fast, but they're not our best tacklers, right. That happens a little bit. But we really, we got to be better. We got to be better on the special teams because, the farther you go and, when you play a team like Livonia, they're gonna find your weakness. And, and I like to play a lot of kids in a football game. We are very fortunate. We played, they believe we played 34.
Yep.
And, that's good stuff. If you can play 34 guys in a football, that's hard to do, because some guys physically are not ready to play at this level yet.
Yep.
They're younger guys, and we just needed some younger guys to have a football team because we don't have a lot of seniors. So we try to get them on the field in special teams, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it backfires on us.
It is the Coach's Corner Show with head coach Wayne Carroll, brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby, located on Route 54 in Bath. Coach, what was the message you tried to get across to your ball club this week in practice, getting ready for your game here today on homecoming against the 5-0 Livonia Bulldogs?
Well, I told them that we are a very fortunate team. I said that we are in a position to win a championship. We're also in a position to make the opportunity to make a run at a championship. Some years you're out of it early. You got two wins, you're not in a position to win a championship. This week we are in a position to win a championship. If we can win, we might tie for a championship, but we're still in the position, and that doesn't happen every year. So I told them we are a very fortunate team, and also we have a shot to be the spoiler, because there's nothing worse than being undefeated, and all of a sudden you lose a game, and all of a sudden you're tri-champions with two other teams. And I know nothing would anger and grind on Livonia and Hornell is if we beat Livonia, and then Hornell turns around and stumbles against Livonia next week, and all of a sudden we're tri-champions. So that would really grind on Hornell and grind on Livonia. So I just told him that we have a shot at all three things, and that's all you can ask as a high school football team.
Let's talk about your opponent here today, the 5-0 Livonia Bulldogs. What have you and your coaching staff seen on film from this team, and what do you expect here today out of the Bulldogs?
Well, I just told our team that, it's going to be a great test, all right, and it's going to show us right where our football team is. I said that we are going to play the best defense and the best offense in Section 5. And I said, the good thing is we're going to see a line that, if we can handle these guys today, that it's going to make us a better team. And we're not going to see a line like this in Class C. This is a B potential sectional champion that we're playing today. So, it's a great opportunity for us. And I'm excited about it because it doesn't get much better than this. We have a chance to win a championship. We have a chance to make two teams angry at us because they're going to share a championship with us. And we just got an opportunity of a lifetime because we're going to get better as a football team no matter what happens today.
This Bulldog offense has scored 34 touchdowns this year, 261 points. That's an average of 52 points per game. They have 24 rushing TDs, 10 passing TDs. Do you think they'll try to do what other teams have done, Coach, and spread you guys out and throw the football here today? Or do you think they're going to try to wear you down with their running game?
I'm expecting them to try to score quick because every game that they've been in so far, they've got ahead, and they've got ahead big at half. No one has played them tough. So I just, I expect our team to at least play them tough.
Sure.
I expect our team to come out and go toe-to-toe with these guys. And if we can withstand the first two or three scores, I think we're going to be fine. I told the team that, hey, they're averaging a lot of points. Let's cut it in half.
Right.
I said, we give up 28 points, I believe we got a shot to win. You give up 50 points, you're out of it. And that's what they've been scoring. So, what do we got to lose? We got nothing to lose. So I just said, let's cut their average in half. And if we give up four touchdowns, it's a success for us because then we have played these guys tougher than anybody else played them this year.
Let's talk about their defense. It's tied for the stingiest with 27 points with the Hornell Red Raiders. You've scored 20 of those 27 against Hornell. This Bulldog defense only giving up 4 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 2 in the air, and only 1 outside of the red zone. Give me your thoughts on this Bulldog defense and how you can be successful here today against them.
Well, the toughest thing is going to be to, you know, make sure our line can match up physically with their line, because the problem is, you know, last year's JVs got beat 49-6, and then our modified got beat 42-0. Mm. So, I mean, you know, we kind of see where this year is going. I mean, we knew they're going to be ready. This is the team they've been waiting for 23 years, you know, so this is it. You know, they haven't won a LCAA Division I title. They're very hungry, and I told our guys, do not underestimate how hungry these guys are to win. So we have got, you know, we're going to be in a football game, and it's going to take 4 quarters, and it's going to take maximum effort, and everybody's got to contribute. And, you know, I still believe that we're going to come out with a W. But then again, if we played the Bills, I think we could beat them too. So that's the way I am as a coach.
I like that confidence, no doubt about it.
I think, you know, I really believe the team that has the ball last is going to win. You know, it's just one of those things where they're good, you know, and they're going to score their points. You know, we got a pretty good football team ourselves. And the best thing about it all, it doesn't matter what happens, because, you know, we're going to get some experience of high school football that, you know, I can't simulate in practice. You know, it's going to be a great crowd here today. You know, it's homecoming. You know, this is the kind of things that, you know, legends are made of. This is the kind of things that these guys are going to take with them long after they leave the halls of Havlin. So I feel good about this football experience today, and, you know, I'm just proud of heck is we're in a tough football game. Because some years you get to this week and nobody cares about if you win or lose.
I totally agree. I bet a lot of the players from the 2012 Rams squad remembers their homecoming game very well. Beautiful Saturday, huge crowd. You guys were 3-2 going into the game. Daniel Leonard scores on essentially the last play of the game, a 2-point conversion, and you guys beat Livonia 15-14. That propelled you guys to get into sectionals and make it into the Final Four of the Class C sectionals. It is homecoming here today. It's your 25th homecoming at Bath Haverling. What do you expect the environment and the atmosphere to be like here today, Coach?
Well, I think a lot of our former players are going to show up, and it's always exciting when you see a lot of guys come back. You know, a lot of people live out of town. A lot of people come from a long ways away just to come watch this football game. They circle it on their calendar. You know, I got to get back to a Bath homecoming game. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be a little too emotional, but we just got to keep our kids level-headed. I want to be business-like, and, you know, everybody executes. Don't be out of control where we're going to make mistakes. We've been pretty good the last couple of weeks being good with the football, and I think that's what's going to be today. You know, you cannot fumble the ball to LeBron. You cannot throw interceptions. You can't have big penalties. Otherwise, you know, against good football teams, they'll take advantage of it. So we have to be on today.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your time. We'll chat with you here next week as you host the Wellsville Lions in your regular season finale.
All right. Thanks for having me now.
There you go. Head coach Wayne Carroll. It's the Coach's Corner, being brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby, located on Route 54 in Bath. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Rams Radio, 98.3 WVIN.